Cochrane, The Real Master and Commander, by David Cordingley, narrated by John Lee. Copyright by David Cordingley, 2007. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with David Cordingley and the William Morris Agency, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Thomas Cochrane, the 10th Earl of Dundonald, was a man of outstanding courage and determination. He had a brilliant record as a frigate captain, but he was also a fearless fighter for radical causes, a friend of the oppressed and a champion of liberty. When Lord Byron learnt of his arrival in the capital of Peru following the liberation of that country from the colonial rule of Spain, he wrote, "There is no man I envy so much as Lord Cochrane." His entry into Lima, which I see in today's paper, is one of the great events of the day. Sir Walter Scott was so impressed by the standing ovation which Cochrane and his wife received in an Edinburgh theatre on their return from South America, that he was inspired to write a poem in their honour. William Cobbett, the outspoken campaigner against corruption in public life, and Sir Francis Burdett, the leading spokesman for parliamentary reform, were among Cochrane's closest friends and supporters. When he died in 1860, the Times noted that he had outlived envy and malice, had suffered much, and triumphed at last. History can produce few examples of such a man, or of such achievements. There have been greater heroes, because there have been heroes with greater opportunities, but no soldier or sailor of modern times ever displayed a more extraordinary capacity than the man who now lies dead. In an age which saw the rise and fall of Napoleon and the upsurge in